The Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus set out and went away to the region of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know he was there, yet he could not escape notice. But a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit immediately heard about him, and she came and bowed down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile, of Syrophoenician origin. She begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the little children be fed first, for it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Sir, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Then he said to her, "For saying that, you may go. The demon has left your daughter." So she went home, found the child lying on the bed and the demon gone. Then he returned from the region of Tyre and went by way of Sidon toward the Sea of Galilee in the region of the Decapolis. They brought to him a deaf man who had an impediment in his speech, and they begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him aside in private, away from the crowd, and put his fingers into his ears, and he spat and touched his tongue. And then looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately his ears were opened. His tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. Then Jesus ordered them to tell no one. But the more he ordered them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. They were astounded beyond measure, saying, "He has done everything well. He even makes the deaf to hear and the mute to speak." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I invite you to be seated. So the gospel for last week was intended for just the kind of person who would religiously come to church on Labor Day weekend while everybody else was at the shore or someplace. This week's gospel is for those people who are judged by others as not being religious enough. Last week, Jesus berated people who had more faith or trust in their religious rules than they had in God. Their ears of unbelief heard Jesus' words as a threat. But today's story is for people who know they're not religious enough, who don't follow the religious rules, and yet whose ears of faith hear Jesus' words as pure grace, such as this foreign woman who persists in having an audience with Jesus. She's desperate. And even though we might hear Jesus' words to her as a brush off, she doesn't. For her, Jesus' words seem full of grace. Now, whenever a miracle story comes up, I always worry about how people will hear it. Jesus did a lot of miracles, miraculous healings, throughout his ministry, which wasn't unusual in that day. There were a number of people who were followed for miraculous healings and other miracles. And Jesus' miracles can be seen as mini resurrections, I think. They give us a little preview of the resurrection. Although the healings themselves are important to the individuals in the story, of course, they're never to be considered an end to themselves. Jesus wasn't born to perform individual miracles for certain people all through the ages. Jesus just couldn't help but heal because he cared. He was moved by suffering and by faith, which he saw in the woman. Over the years, I've sat beside parishioners who have yearned for God to heal a loved one with an incurable disease, what I thought was incurable. They didn't care about signs or mini resurrections. They simply wanted their prayers to be heard and answered. I can remember a man whose father was undergoing tests for major memory loss, And so he prayed, "Dear God, not Alzheimer's." But after a while, they were pretty certain that it was. I was worried that he'd feel betrayed or abandoned. Nope. His ears of faith continued to find comfort in praying, but now he prayed, "Dear God, please let him have a good day or a good hour." And finally, at the graveside, he prayed, "Dear God, help me through this now." Even though I did see God all the time at work in the man's life and in his father's life for good through doctors and medicine and care facilities and family and friends, I worried all along that he'd lose his faith. But his ears of faith somehow heard God's promise in Christ all the way along. If healing wouldn't take place in this life, then it would in the next. That's how it was for the Syrophoenician woman. Ears of unbelief might hear Jesus' response as a no, and yet they hear Jesus say, "Well, first I must minister to the children, the Israelites, then I'll get around to you Gentiles." And her ears of faith heard, "Oh, so you are willing to get around to us. Thanks be to God. And how about even now?" And Jesus couldn't help but respond. Ears of faith. There's something that we don't work at, or there's something that's not a reward to us. That is, we don't get more faith if we practice certain religious disciplines or follow certain religious rules. That's not how God works. Remember last week, trusting in rules and behaviors actually hardens the heart. How God does work is by being unfair. God is completely unfair when it comes to forgiveness and faith. He simply gives to all who need it. That is, ears of faith are a pure gift of the Holy Spirit. Through the word, this gift of faith, trusting God, is given to us. In the words of forgiveness at the beginning of the service, Jesus says, "Into your ears, ephphatha, be opened. Your sins are forgiven." He gives us the bread of life, not bread crumbs for communion. And the Spirit doesn't stop at the ear, but the Spirit loosens the tongue to sing God's praise and opens blind eyes to see light where others see dark. All who are in need are given more than they can ever ask or imagine, but not, my friends, necessarily as we expect or demand sometimes. You see, God answers all prayers by giving ears of faith. That is, a heart that trusts God, which is the best miracle of all. Reality is that unbelief and doubt and skepticism and sin and evil and disease and death will be with us until the last day. That's just living in a broken world as sinful people. But the promise is that they won't have the last word, that God will. We're assured by the resurrection, made personal to each of us in our baptism. And those who feel that others have judged them as not religious or good enough, don't worry. God will bring judges down from their high horses in the end. You don't have to lift a finger. More importantly, God has claimed you and me as his beloved, precious child in your baptism. He feeds you with the forgiveness and life of his son at the table and through the word. He sets you in a community of not religious enough brothers and sisters. God heals our every ill, including unbelief and judgmentalism. See, in Christ, we see a God whom we can really trust. Let those who have ears of faith hear.